Listener Production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. More than 300 jobs are set to be lost as a Ravensthorpe nickel mine enters care and maintenance. First Quantum Minerals RNO site set to start shutting down this week. The Canadian miner citing projected lower nickel prices over coming years and higher operating costs. It's expected all production will cease by late next month, which could cause widespread impact across parts of the Goldfields and Esperance. Victims of family and domestic violence will soon have new emergency accommodation in Leonora. It's part of the state government's more than $96 million investment to support victim survivors. The nearest FDV service an hour away in Laverton, and member for Kalgoorlie, Ali Kent, says a local option was needed.
They recognise that there's a huge need out there for emergency accommodation for women who are escaping from domestic violence. And some of the stories I heard were really tragic.
The federal government has extended an employer-sponsored visa program in the Goldfields. The designated area migration agreement set to stick around for another year, helping businesses find staff from across the globe. City of Kalgoorlie-Boulder Mayor Glenn Wilson says it'll help address skills shortages across 145 jobs.
From time to time, occupations do come in and move out of the Dharma, but new occupations including baristas, bar attendants, delivery drivers, heavy-duty mechanics, pastry cooks, retail supervisors, waiters, it covers a wide range of areas.
Emergency funding is set to help rectify flood-affected roads in the Goldfields. The City of Kalgoorlie-Boulder approving $250,000 towards the work on local roads. It'll focus on the Trans-Access Road, which has been underwater since the beginning of March. In sport, another big week in the Avon Footy League. Quiriding taking the win over Federal, finishing 81-79, while Cunderdin just missed out on the century in their 99-17 victory over Northam. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au.